Chicken.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
There are jewels in the crown of England's glory.
England's glory.
And every jewel shines a thousand ways.
Howard and Noel, Coward and Garden Gnomes, Frankie Vaughan and Kenneth Thorne and Sherlock Holmes, Monty Pickles and Old King Cole, or in the Pink or on the Dole, or Oliver Twist and Long John Silver, Captain Cook and Nellie Dean, Enid Blyton, Gilbert Hardy, Malcolm Sargent,
Graham and
Green,
all the jewels in the crown.
Do you know, I'm in two minds as to whether to play this entire song or not. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth. There's 3 minutes and 27 seconds of this. Hang on a minute. I'll put your mics on and then you can be, all be heard. It's England's Glory by Max Wall.
You mean that crazy dude with the funny hair?
With the guy with the funny hair.
And the tight pants.
You have to Google him or YouTube Max Wall, Silly Walk. He's very funny.
Isn't it funny that he never showed up in Operation U-Tree? He'd be the first obvious choice.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
With his onions and tight pants.
What scares me is why you've got Operation U-Tree on the tip of your tongue for
a Sunday morning. Let me explain, because you've gone off the rails already.
Oh.
Operation U-Tree, of course, is famously still running. It's an investigation into DJs and TV celebrities of the 1970s, many of whom, in Britain anyway, have been found to be pedophiles. It's quite disgusting. But anyway, Operation U-Tree, yes, Maxwell, you would think this guy.
You wouldn't get that though from that music, listen.
I can't, someone's
that is
no
pedophile
headphones.
Music. Oh, you need headphones.
I can't hear a thing.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
Here's a set. It's Full English Breakfast, ladies and gentlemen, on KX93.5, first thing in the morning on Sunday. That's us. It's three English blokes sitting around talking rubbish. I'm Kate Bush.
I can hear
you
now.
To my right.
There you go.
To my right, Russell Crowe, and here's Ken Dodd.
Doddy.
Diddy.
Diddy, Doddy, Doddy.
Doddy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, Kate Bush is going to get it today because she's getting on my nerves.
Kate Bush is mental.
I know. Anyway, that's what we say around here. Kate Bush is a nutcase. KX93.5 is the name of the station. Tell you what, let's play a proper record, shall we?
Kate Bush, Cloud Busting.
Oh, I wish I had it. I wish I had some Kate Bush.
That's a great song.
Download it while this is playing.
Right. You've got it on there, look.
Which song?
Cloud Busting.
Wuthering Heights. All right. At the moment.
Cloud Busting.
For the time being, we'll have Joe Jackson on KX93.5.
I'll do it.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.
Myself, I look real smooth. there.
Where?
There. Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Now take my eyes, don't they see me? There's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
Something going wrong around here, I tell you that. I'm flatulent, I must say, this morning. Can you smell it? It's not good, is it?
What is that smell?
I don't know.
It smells like bunions.
It's not just the smell, it's the sound.
The feeling as well, it's the look everything. On his face, look.
I know.
What did you eat last night?
Oh, I had a steak.
Steak?
Yeah.
Well, you're not really doing well with this vegetarian diet, are you? What kind of steak was it? A meat steak?
It was meat, yeah. It was a cow. It was part of a cow. I'm convinced it was a part of a cow.
Was it rump part?
I think it was probably from its hindquarters.
It's a flatulent part of a cow by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Were you home? Did they cook this?
No, it wasn't the steak. It was the green beans that did it.
I know where you ate this. You ate this at the Hotel Laguna,
correct.
Didn't you? You were on gig food.
I was on gig food, yeah.
Gig food!
It's good, though.
Don't blame the hotel.
I'm not knocking their food. Their food's very good.
You eat too late and too much.
That chef down there, can I say something about him? That chef ought to be at some big fancy schmancy restaurant in like LA, some fancy thing where he comes out and says, "Thank you very much, Matt, for the creme brulee, blah, blah, blah."
Oh, is he a celeb?
Right. No, he's just lazy. He's a slob. He's not a celeb. He's a slob. He's a slob, yeah.
I had a Chinese chicken salad there the other week and it was delicious.
They do good food.
They do, yeah.
But where at that place?
Asian salad.
So what's with the slob chef?
He's a celebrity.
There's a celebrity. Is he the head chef, the exec?
He's the only chef.
Has he got a line of his own knives?
Listen, I like him. On my birthday, he brought me out a lobster.
What, a live lobster dancing?
No, it was an entirely dead lobster.
He took it back.
Look at this. Right, put it back in the tank.
Get on and sing. What's wrong with you?
Sing for this lobster.
You can't sing on a lobster diet.
It's a lobster.
Anyway, why am I mentioning that? I had a steak, yeah.
I don't know.
Martin, you have got a news story, have you not? I do, yes.
It's from the United States of America.
Smashing.
In North Carolina.
Okay.
We're there right now.
Police in North Carolina have arrested a man accused of... And I say this, accused of sucking on a woman's toes at a Walmart after convincing her that he was a podiatry student.
No!
Yes.
It's
incredible. You're out shopping. Think about it. You're out shopping.
Right.
Somebody comes up to you and says, "I'm a podiatry student and I'd like to look and suck on your toes." What would you say?
Please do.
Yes.
Start with the big one.
It's not a new thing. My dad, may he rest in peace, had a thing where in the 70s he would go up to women at parties. This was his story.
Yes.
It may not be true, probably.
Oh, no.
If my dad said it, actually, it's unlikely to be actually true.
But you saw his fake business card.
I know. He had a business card that said Virgin Converted or
Virgin Converter.
Yeah, Dragon Slain. you know, war, P wars solved.
He's a bit like Dudley Moore in 10, wasn't he? Like bopping around LA in the 70s.
He was about the height of Dudley Moore in 10.
He thought of himself as a bit of a Dudley Moore.
He was cool though. He did the infomercials, didn't he?
My dad did the infomercials, yeah. Anyway, so he had this thing he told us. Whether or not it was true, I've no idea. But he would go to women in. I remember it was a simpler time. Certainly, American women were more naive at that time. And you could, like, you know, when an English accent, you couldn't possibly. If a man had an English accent, he couldn't possibly be lying.
And if you had a pocket full of Quaaludes plus an English accent, you were going to get some exactly, action, weren't you? Just you give him a Quaalude, show him your Dudley Moore walk, and boom.
Off you go.
In your MG.
That's right. So he used to say, what he would do is he'd say, I'm here on business. I'm from Britain, and I'm here on business from Royal Hospital. And I mean, we're doing Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Would you like me
to feel your lumps? And he'd get old, you know, and so Sean, he'd have a feel of the boobs, you know.
Give him the old Sid James.
Basically is what he'd be doing.
Dirty old man.
I know, terrible. All right, let's have some music. Speaking of music, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
We're going to the pub. You better tell your mum and dad to finish up your grub. I wish you listen to me. Now I don't want a cup of tea. Come on, come on. Hurry up, Mary, come on. Come on, come on. Hurry up, Mary, come on. We're going down the pub. The things I do are wrong. That everything I do in life is win, lose, right or wrong. But now I think I understand how to have some fun. Come on, come on. Hurry up, Harry, come on. Come on, come on. Hurry up, Harry, come on.
Oh, yeah. Some of the greatest lyrics of any rock song ever written there. I wish you'd listen to me. No, I don't want a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Great lines.
It's great, that. I love that. Anyway, Martin, news story, please.
Yeah, it's a new story here, certainly, featuring two of my favourite things in life.
Go on.
Vaseline and boobs.
Oh, no. Excellent. Boobaline.
Yeah, it's incredible. Woman died injecting Vaseline into her boobs DIY breast enlargement.
Oh, why would you even do that? Where was... Hold on a minute.
This is
Where was this woman?
This is Argentina.
Oh, that explains it.
No, it doesn't.
amateur athlete Sonia Perez Lanzon, 39, suffered a fatal blood clot in her lung a month after being admitted to hospital with breathing problems following the dangerous procedure.
Oh, the poor woman! How ridiculous! You know what? That's a vindication. What does it mean?
A vindication?
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
It's a diabolical thing.
You know what?
Excuse me. I'm
sorry.
It's something to do with the. That's the way we portray women in the media. That's what that is. Seriously, that is to do with how we portray women in the media, and they all think they've got to have massive boobs and they can't afford it, so they nip down the pharmacy, and then what's the next thing to silicone? And they get Vaseline,
right?
And they put it in a big turkey baster, and they shove it in the boob, and they've got this big Vaseline-y boob.
Yeah, but get this, right? This woman obviously lived in a very kind of like low income. Awful, like a falafel. You know those places where they all live on the side of the river?
A falafel.
A falafel or whatever they call it.
It's not a falafel.
That's a
playful,
flavor.
It's a chickpea based.
What do they call it in South America where you have the river and they live up the side of it, like in Rio de Janeiro?
A town.
No, it's called a falafel or whatever it's called. But
I know what you mean, but...
Right,
but
corrugated iron.
It's not a falafel.
Something with... No, that's like that little round ball.
Maybe it's called a gyro?
Something. Anyway.
Gyro.
So they live there, right? She's living in this really low end of town.
Go on.
Right? And she's wanting to make her boobs look big.
Right.
To impress who? She lives in an alleyway built out of corrugated metal. She's injecting Vaseline into her ding-dongs.
Maybe she's good with plough.
Yeah, but where are you going to go with Vaseline boobs when you've got no money?
There's a picture over here.
Let's have a look.
They look quite nice, these Vaseline enlarged bosoms.
They killed her, but they look nice. Yeah. She left a very nice-looking corpse. Do you think she did one?
This is her. That's not her.
Barnsley.
Yeah.
Do you think she did one and went, this is killing me? But I can't die with one big boob and one small boob.
I just can't believe that anybody who draws air is so stupid. It's so dumb.
Right, well, there you go.
God, come on.
That is the bottom line of it.
I wonder if anyone's actually ever used it like a man's ever used it to inject into his, penis.
Right.
To like, because they use fat, don't they? I mean... Right?
Play a record.
I'm playing a record.
Sorry.
KX93.5. That's the sound of Atomic Rooster. KX93.5.
Just trying to do my Whispering Bob impression. How would you do a Whispering Bob impression? It's very difficult to impressionate him.
Bob Harris.
Isn't it, Bob?
Bob Harris.
Who is it? Now, there's Atomic Rooster on KX93.5. They're lunatics. They're crazy.
Coming up later on, we have Rory Gallagher, Captain Beefheart, and then later on, Jeff O'Tell.
Pink Fairies.
Do you think he did marijuana?
I'm sure he still does. I met him recently.
Whispering Bob.
Let me tell you something about Whispering Bob Harris. You ever see that comic Viz magazine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a grown-up comic for grown-ups, really, and there's a character in it. There's a strip called Modern Parents.
Yeah.
Do you know that strip?
Yeah.
Okay. So Modern Parents, the father in Modern Parents.
Tarquin.
Is the split. Tarquin is the kid.
Tarquin's the kid. Oh,
right.
Okay.
The father is the spit double of what Bob Harris looks like now. Modern Parents.
I love that magazine.
Oh, it's very funny. If you're not seeing it out there, viz.co.uk is where you go to see that.
It's a rag,
yeah. So, Kate Bush.
What do you want to know? Is that a euphemism?
She's out playing. She's doing it again.
Is she actually going to go and leave England?
She's driving around in a white Dodge SUV with a couple of kids in the back and some smelly football kit because she is a soccer mom. And she's going out and doing, Kathy, it's not me. And then I'm a gnome. Whoa. And, I think she's about, she must be 80.
No, she's not that old.
No, she's not. She's 55.
Now then, didn't she go crazy for a short time, or was it speculated or rumoured that she went... Do you remember that, Martin?
I've not heard that, no.
There was talk that she believed she was Kathy.
This morning was the first time I heard that when you said it.
No, she did disappear for a while, but she didn't like touring, and she's basically, like, a bit pathetic, you know what I mean?
She's scared of spiders.
She's scared of anything, everything,
just because
yeah.
somebody disappears for a little while doesn't mean they're pathetic.
I don't like touring.
It's like Yaz and the Plastic Population. Yaz disappeared.
Was she like that as well?
But no one cared.
No.
But she's not looking for anything else.
She's like, they don't make my eggs right in the morning at the hotel room. It's not nice.
Yoga.
I don't like her. I've written another song about butterflies. Check this out. You know, it's that sort of thing.
But it's the same as you. You were complaining about your gig food last night.
I'm not complaining. I like it. I'm complaining that I've gotten farting like a trooper this morning.
Too late, too much.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what that means.
Ate too much too late.
I ate too much too late. That's correct.
I'm putting you in the same bucket as Kate Bush.
Actually, I wouldn't mind going in the same bucket as Kate Bush. Although, she's put on a bit of timber, I must say. She has. I mean, somebody said to me, pick on someone your own size, and then I looked at her and I thought, well...
I can't picture Kate Bush chubby.
Yeah, she's fat. She's got a big jowly jowls now. She's 55.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
She's an old bird, she's an old boiler.
She was good.
She was great.
Can you remember the video?
She was sexy in a sort of pseudo-intellectual kind of way. She'd read Jane Eyre. She wrote that book, Wuthering Heights.
She was obsessed with the Bronte sisters.
It was a Bronte one, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Jane Eyre, that's Jane Austen. What was the Wuthering Heights one? Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte.
That's right.
Or Charlotte, one of those,
yeah.
They were tough girls.
Yeah. Howarth, they were from.
Yes, you know that? I did.
Do you know who else is from Howarth?
One of those vets from All Creatures Great and Small.
No, this geezer, Tyler Gang. Forget his name now from Tyler Gang. What's his name? You know.
Tyler.
No, it's not Tyler.
Gang. Oh,
I'm playing the record now anyway. It's a track called Styrofoam by Tyler Gang. He's from Howarth, North Yorkshire.
How about that?
And they lived in a house made entirely styrofoam. Styrofoam fireplace, styrofoam log. Styrofoam cats and styrofoam dogs. Paper, styrofoam mice, styrofoam pencils, and styrofoam bags. A little lady in a styrofoam home. Every damn thing's made of styrofoam. need a living home. Made entirely styrofoam. Styrofoam fireplace, styrofoam log. She got styrofoam cats and styrofoam dogs.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of what I might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street.
I honestly was going to play.
That's horrible.
That's enough.
I honestly, my plan was to play the whole thing.
No. Put it as a bed track if you want.
It's terrible.
What, you know what that sounds like? Lesbian workout music. Isn't it? Lesbian spin music. Chasing spandex all morning. I could chase spandex to that. That's about it.
Kate Bush there.
You know, there's all those genres of music like swing and da-da-da. What is that?
I don't know. I can't bear it. It's totally rubbish.
It's not even English, is it? Crap.
I don't know. I just... what was it? It was a different time. It was a different time, and it was Britain, and she was the thing with Peter Gabriel, and she came out with her big floppy shirts on. She was beautiful. She was young.
She fooled me.
She was young.
I didn't realise the music was that crap.
It was silly music.
Well, because it's like the floppy shirts... Cute girl running through the hills.
I'm getting
shirts flowing.
Who texted you?
That's what bamboozled you.
Who texted you?
Is it a funny one? It's Alan Derrimo. You guys just don't get it.
Well, don't get wild.
The
Kate
Bush.
Get?
The Kate Bush.
What you do? God, I wish. I'm glad I don't get it.
God.
Anyone who gets Kate Bush gets
Why
it.
Why is she touring again? Why? Why?
Because
that old Peter Gabriel, he's put up to this.
They had their thing, didn't they?
He said, you know what, Kate, come on, let's go out and do a geriatric tour of Britain.
She needs the money. Or she wants to see
England.
She wants
to see
England.
She does need the money.
No, she doesn't.
She's got a very expensive antique problem. She does. She goes to all these emporiums in, like, Worcestershire and buys antique
chairs.
Is that
right?
Yeah, but she has no clue what she's doing. She loses her ass every time.
If she came on the show...
Are you making this up?
No, she bought a table. Look at it.
Have you been watching Antique Roadshow?
No, I read this story about her. She bought this so-called Chippendale outfit, you know, like table and chairs, thinking it was worth a fortune. It was worth, like, 15 quid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's a really bad investor.
If she came on to the Antiques Roadshow, she sort of wobbled on with a little Prince Anne legs or whatever.
She would,
right?
She's
and she
so
came in and she said, I've got this thing, blah, blah. And then she went through the whole thing. You'd just think it was some fat cougar. You wouldn't think that, hey, it's Kate Bush.
All right.
She could do it. She could go by and you'd have no idea it was her. Until she went, wow, that's a lot of money.
Here's a challenge for you.
No, it was her.
Here's a challenge for you. See if you can get a radio interview with Kate Bush.
What?
For this tour.
Easy.
Come on. Yeah. You're a big radio star in this town.
I'm going to ring her up right now.
Call her. Call her manager. Her agent.
I'm going to ring her up.
We'll get Ron Dinger on it.
Right.
He'll find
Let's get Ron on the case.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, let's have some music, shall we? Like proper music.
No more people.
No, really.
God, that was horrible.
Oh, dear.
Get up in the morning slaving for it, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, 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 oh.
Israelite.
Probably saved that song for the end of the show. I think that would have been probably the time to play that. It's so great. Such energy.
Ooh.
You see, bloody Kate Bush, she would never have done anything like that, would she?
No.
She wasn't very good at ska. Can't see her in the two-tone pants.
Did you find anything out about this tour that she's supposedly doing?
No, I can't be bothered.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something about Kate Bush. You know how you said, well, she never tours, she's reclusive and what have you. For the non-believer or the ill-info, I think the thing about Kate Bush is this, right? She can't sing.
For the non-believer and the ill-informed.
Anyone who gets emotional about Kate Bush saying, go and see where she was singing.
I bet
live.
She can't sing. Yeah.
She can't sing.
No,
to
but
save
you know why
life.
She's back? Because they've invented a machine now that she can sing through, an auto-tune machine.
The RPXRT 5000.
Exactly.
The one that. Well,
you need an entire van.
Well, that's
carried
on. But behind that machine, we just have like some spooky old. What did you call her? A fat cougar who can't sing.
Kate Bush.
There's a million of them around here.
She's a fat cougar who can't sing. It's official. Kate's 93.5. You heard it here first.
Can't sing. Disassociating myself from your opinions on Kate Bush.
Everybody's so like into it and up their own bum about it. I put a thing on Facebook yesterday and there's like 30 comments. Oh, I love Kate Bush. It's
why would you love her? Because she's like she's supposed to be intelligent.
You just don't have a sense of humour.
She's not a poet.
Who cares?
Who cares about it?
Do you know what else I hate? And I've never seen it.
Go on.
Noah, the movie. Russell Crowe. Coming up. Let's review. Noah. Let's do our usual segment, our random segment. Irregular but random segment. Small yet thin segment. Films we haven't seen, reviewed on KX93.5.
Right.
Over to you, Martin, for your review of Noah.
Well, I reckon this movie is going to be about a lot of animals and a lot of water flooding.
Rain.
So you know what's going to happen? I don't see the point in going. And they're going to fill it with a whole bunch of CG rubbish.
Right.
Well, what's the point?
Well, that's the thing about biblical movies is you know the end of it, don't you? You know the end of the story. Everyone's read that, or at least had it read to them when they were a kid, Noah.
Right.
It's not like it's a particularly obscure Bible story.
They might put a bit of intrigue in there. Something like some jewel thief or something like
that. Well, you think there'll be a love angle?
Yeah, I'm sure there is going to be a love angle.
Bestiality, probably.
Probably. But at the end of the day, it's about a boat that he builds out of wood with a bunch of animals that he saves.
Right.
From a flood.
Oh.
Right.
It's been
you've got to know that it's because you didn't do what God said.
And it's been done before that movie. I'm sorry.
You know, I was talking to a geezer yesterday. No. I was talking to a rabbi yesterday. All right, about this is quite a serious point, topic.
Don't I get to review this movie I've not seen?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get to it.
Oh, God,
wait a minute. I'm getting to it in a minute. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten you, Dan.
Thank you.
So, there are certain stories in the Bible, for instance, Noah, and obviously now, bear in mind that everyone who believes in this stuff is in church right now.
Right. I put my hand on the laugh button.
Yeah, hold on, it's part of the Old Testament, so maybe Jews that are in church believe
Jews won't be in church right now, no.
So they
unlikely. So, anyway.
Jews gone wild.
Don't call in if you know about this, right? Don't call in, because I don't care. But the bottom line is that there are stories in the Bible that you can say, okay, that's a metaphor for this or that.
Right.
For instance, Noah.
Right? That's a different story, Christmas.
Yeah, Noah Edmonds. He built a boat. It rained and rained. He built a boat. God wiped out the rest of the world.
Right.
Except for Noah, who was a just man. Noah was was all right, right?
It was handy. Maybe, he was a handy just man.
Maybe he was just a man.
Yeah. Maybe he was the first handy man ever.
He was a handy. Maybe he was, yeah. He just lived around the corner. That's what made him handy.
Near some trees.
Yeah. So, Noah, that you can say they're all right. There's a reason for that story. But there are stories that I don't get in the Bible. For example, this is the thing I don't understand. Aaron's sons, he's got two sons, Aaron, Moses' brother. Mm-hmm. So Moses' nephews, mm-hmm. right? They die in the Old Testament because they bring the wrong kind of incense to the party. So now I find it very hard to find a way to make that a metaphor or a story that's some sort of What was it Jesus told? He told
parables.
Parables, right.
Right.
Some sort of thing where you bet, all right, well, that means that, and we should learn from this that you shouldn't, whatever. No. So what is it you should...
No, always read the invitation. Don't turn up to a party, fancy dress, and it's not a fancy dress party. Read what you've been invited to. That's what I
you
say.
You know what, Martin? You're smart. You're right. I would never read the invitation. I'd just turn up acting like, well, you know what? There's a bottle of kombucha. You invited me.
Don't take sushi when it's a vegan party.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to start reading things.
Yeah, you should.
Brilliant. All right, so go on then. Review that Noah movie then, Dark Barnes.
Right, well, all I'm going to say about this movie is that if I was not... The movie that I've not seen it at one of those really comfortable movie theatres, you know, the ones with the leather chairs.
I love that. Awful. Right. Martin thinks it's rubbish, but I love that.
There you go. Well, there's the movie. That's the place where I haven't seen this movie. But any movie with Russell Crowe on it, the first thing I think about when I think of Russell Crowe is a smelly jockstrap. It's just like that Aussie, isn't he? Like, yeah! Yeah, got a blistered heel and a smelly jockstrap. I don't care who he'd played. He could play anything. And as soon as I see Russell Crowe, I'm done. I mean, I'm so dumb with Russell Crowe. I wouldn't pay him in washers.
Great. Kate Bush, Russell Crowe. Can't stand him. That's what you've learned from today. And also...
No, I like Kate Bush.
Read the invitation.
Yeah. Read the invitation.
It's full English breakfast. It's exactly what it says on the can. Martin, the last time we did this, reviewing of movies we've not seen was actually another Russell Crowe film.
Which one was it?
Yeah, we hate Russell Crowe.
It was the French thing that's been on forever. It was the opera.
Oh, Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
The Miserables.
It was in that. Yeah, he was in the movie version.
Right. Well, that's the last time we did this was because when Les Miserables. And have you seen Les Miserables? Have you seen it?
No.
The movie?
No.
I've seen I've seen the theatre production.
Have you?
Well, I fell asleep in most of it, but it was very good.
This is a movie review, not a theatre production.
But this is a movie review of movies we've not seen.
Exactly.
So right. How can there be rules?
Good point. Okay, let's have a jingle and then we'll have a song. The song is by... Well, I'll tell you afterwards. All right. KX93.5 All right, that's Jill Reed, or it's actually, it says it's Jill Reed, but it's actually Dave Edmonds. It's pretty amazing, isn't
it? Who's Jill Reed?
It's nobody, it's just a made-up name.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dave Edmonds.
And a pseudonym.
And he's singing through an early auto-tune machine. It's really him singing, made to sound like a woman called Jill Reed.
Really?
But Jill Reed doesn't really exist, yeah.
Why would he do that?
It sounds like the Ronettes or the Chantals or one of those bands.
A Motown kind of sound.
Yeah, but it's not. It's Dave Edmonds.
Why?
Singing through a machine. I don't know. Just I think it sounds great.
Do you think that was an early sign of his cross-dressing deal?
Might have been, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a weirdo.
Is he a cross-dresser?
Yeah.
No, he's a cross-singer.
He wears a suit from the waist up, completely normal.
Yeah.
Right, and yet, and a miniskirt underneath.
He's a cross-singer, you see. Cross-singers. He's a man that pretends to be a woman. That's a cross-singer.
Yeah.
voice gender-bending.
He's a cross-country singer.
I think you're both mad.
We are.
Yeah.
What's that thing you were telling me about earlier in India, that mask, the
face
mask?
No, it's not an Indian. So it's an Indian lady, a 67-year-old Indian grandmother in London, who believes that sperm masks are the way to rejuvenate her skin.
Right.
And she's claiming that it's an old Indian tradition. Passed on from her family in India.
Wow. She must have a lot of friends.
I think it's just an excuse for a porn.
I didn't know in Indian culture that was a big thing to... I mean, it takes a lot.
You've not been looking on the internet recently.
No, not at that kind of stuff. Not after I got in trouble.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Indian porn.
Sorry, I was reading the paper.
Oh, well, this thing that Martin was telling me about, this story, in this an Indian woman that believes that sperm is very good for rejuvenating the skin, a sperm mask.
Oh, I told my wife it was good for her throat, but she wouldn't swallow it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You said that on air.
It's that choking feeling.
Ah, dear.
All right, sort out.
I can say that. It's the FCC. It's all right.
You didn't say anything bad. I mean, come on.
No.
A choker.
A hummer.
There's also a story there, because I know Martin Hamlin's coming up soon.
Is he?
And he's Scottish, as you know.
It's not Hamlin. That's the name of a pet store or toy shop.
Hanlon. Hanlon. Oh, because if it was Hamlin, it would actually fit in with the story much better.
Oh, well. It's all right. It's about, use it as a segue anyway.
It's about...
Enjoy.
About a father...
Yeah.
In Glasgow, of all places.
Ooh.
Who stabbed in the heart his 15-year-old son over an argument over a bacon sandwich.
Well, it's all right. How do you think your Uncle Sid died?
Right? Uncle Sid? You don't know my Uncle Sid.
You got an Uncle Sid?
I did have an Uncle Sid. Is he related to you, actually, as well?
Is he? No, none of this
he
is
He was
true.
A clarinetist in a big band, swing band.
Who was?
Uncle Sid.
He did not get stabbed to death, though, did he?
This is a whole... I don't know anything about this.
Uncle Sid.
He did. He was stabbed to death with an oboe.
He wasn't.
Over a bacon sandwich. Go on.
He was a clarinetist.
Right.
A clarinetist. In a swing band in the 50s.
Goodness me, that's amazing.
Whereabouts in England?
Manchester. And I actually had...
Right on!
I actually had at home his clarinet until Mom gave it away because she thought, well, it's not worth anything.
Your mum's weird that way, though, isn't
she? Really is.
What did you think, giving away a clarinet? You don't give clarinets away.
I've got no idea.
You should have given it to Kate Bush. You'd have taken it on the Antiques Roadshow.
Don't get me going on air again.
Okay. That's good.
But a bacon sandwich. You get stabbed in the heart twice over a bacon
sandwich.
This is
Glasgow, though. You get stabbed in Glasgow over getting stabbed.
By your father?
Yeah. I mean, if you went home to your dad in Glasgow and said, I got stabbed, he'd go, who stabbed you? And you'd tell him, he'd go, oh, that's terrible, and stab
you
twice.
Again, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
That's how you stab. He could never stab you the right way. Here's a good stabbing.
It's. I mean, it's rather sad.
What did he stab him with, a knife?
Well, it wasn't the bacon sandwich, because... It wouldn't be a story.
Wait a minute,
it?
Explain how this occurred then.
They're at home.
No.
They were being served bacon sandwiches, I'm assuming, by the
butler.
No, don't be assuming anything. What does it say in the story?
It doesn't say who served.
By the butler.
But apparently, the father was not served first.
Oh.
The son was.
Oh, right.
And out of annoyance, he stabbed his son twice.
Oh, he played the old silverback, didn't he?
And after stabbing his son, he then went to repair the television as if nothing had happened, because the television got damaged in the stabbing.
In the stabbing, right? Really? Yeah. That's very sad.
But it's Glasgow.
You know, that. My advice is never stab anybody in anger.
Never stab anybody, period. I mean,
no,
it's a beautiful look at it.
No,
I mean, I know it's a bit cloudy out there today, but you wouldn't want to just take a screwdriver and stab someone, would you?
Why not?
I'm going to say that, actually.
All right, you're
I'm
right.
going to say that the station can get behind that as a message.
Stabbing.
Yeah. No stabbing.
There'll be no stabbing today in the Orange County area. There'll right. be no violence. Just relax, come to the beach and don't stab anybody.
No, a bit of violence will be all right, but stabbing is out.
A good fist up. Lonsdale, you know, the old Queensbury
Proper
rules.
Queensbury rules.
Yeah,
right,
take your ring off, be respectful, you know, kiss afterwards. But no stabbing, no sharpening things up and stabbing and slashing. No slashing. I hate slashers.
No slashing or stabbing.
I don't like knuckle, slashers.
Can knuckle, we stop this now?
Yeah, just we're stopping
stop,
it.
Stop. 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 Thank you.
Jason Fetty speaks the language of Laguna. Yet, with an unfathomable English accent. You may think he's been drinking. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Oh, it can't be that there. That's XTC. That's what that is, an English roundabout on KX93.5. I think you'll find is correct. Yep, you know what that music means?
The
it
can-can.
Means we're off.
Tea time.
It means we're off.
You're off.
You're off. No. I'm off. Something's off in here because it stinks.
It's not me.
It's me. It's me.
Oh, you're a bit it's dirty. Me. You're a musky boy.
Something's curled up and died. I hope it's not the dog.
It's all like, it was the gig last night, man. It must have been a tough one. I wasn't there.
No, it was all right. It was just a lot of people were there from, like, they'd had a wedding.
Oh, those hot bodies.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it was a lot of people there. They were all, you know, drunk.
Good for them. A wedding's a good place to get drunk. It's better than getting drunk in, like, a drugstore or, like, right, in an airport bar.
Breakfast diner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That drunk guy at the breakfast diner at 7:30 in the morning.
Or a kindergarten.
It's not...
At a school, getting drunk on a bottle of vodka.
In there, outside the math class.
No, right in the car park next to the head teacher. Yeah.
And just get pulling your
Plowed.
Pants down. Pulling your pants down and throwing up on the teacher's BMW.
That's happened, you know, out there. Some crazy parents in this town.
Anyway, speaking of soccer moms, Kate Bush will be on next week.
Yeah, you know what?
I've had a word with her. She says she'll lose a bit of weight so she can get through the door. And she'll come in and have a sit down and we'll talk about... It's me, I'm Kathy, I'm...
That is not nice.
Did you know that... I bet people around here don't know that she lives close by. That's why we're making a big feature out of her. She's a local girl.
Is she?
Yeah, that she lives over in Elisa Viejo.
Yeah, she's that big. She is local.
Yeah.
Good
She's
grief.
Been here for years. She's part of Saddleback.
Well, when she's got some saddlebags on her.
She does. Well, look at that picture there.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, never mind. Hey, I tell you what. We're KX93.5. It's listener-supported public radio. We do generational alternative rock and roll music all day long. And I will be back tomorrow on the radio. It's from 10 till 3. Behaving myself, though, a bit better. Because I have to, you know, I'm working. I'm doing this. It's just voluntary, this.
It's all
sit
right.
Sit around here talk rubbish.
Well, we're not getting paid.
Well, tomorrow I have to do like stuff like the weather report and...
We get benefits. We get so much free stuff from these big companies like Gucci and Versace and all those.
Right. We're always nicking stuff anyway. Yeah. We just nick stuff on the way
it's
out.
Better than money, right? All the donuts and all the free food they lay on.
I know, it's incredible. Great spread.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Can you believe that breakfast?
I'm sorry that we don't provide anything. All right, Kate's 93.5. I'm Kate Bush. And you are?
Russell Crowe.
And you are?
Bushy Kate.
Right. Have a nice week, and we'll see you next week for Full English Breakfast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Indeed. Well, he's got my cookie.